Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Showdown. Mew versus Mewtwo.
All quotes aside, just watching you two have to listen to that music was the sweetest treat that I ever could have imagined.
It's fine. It's a good theme song.
It is. Yeah. Prepare for trouble. And I'm Sebastian.
I didn't know Vikings still existed. But they mostly live in Minnesota. I'm Andy Schossler.
Soon. And I'm Alex.
And welcome to our review of Pokemon, the first movie. Mewtwo Strikes Back, Mew versus Mewtwo. I don't remember how many subtitles are on this film.
12.
There's a lot.
It's also not the first movie. The title is very misleading.
It is the first movie.
No, it's the sequel to the first movie.
No, it's the first movie.
No, Pokemon the first movie is the first
this
movie.
This is what we watch, Pokemon the first movie.
No, Pokemon the first movie, Mewtwo Strikes Back, is a sequel to Pokemon the first movie.
No, it's the same movie.
They're different films, Seb.
No, this is the first movie.
No.
It is.
The first movie is the first movie.
This is Pokemon the first movie. This is what we watched.
Mewtwo Strikes Back is the sequel.
But Pokemon the first movie is what we're reviewing.
You sent a link.
Yeah.
To Mewtwo Strikes Back, which is a sequel to the first movie.
It's the first movie. It's called Pokemon the first movie, colon, Mewtwo Strikes Back.
It's called the first movie. That was my point, that it's a sequel and yet it still is called the first movie.
I think it's the first movie legit though. I think your facts are wrong. Tell me your facts so I can break it apart.
The fact is, it has two colons in the title and that's bad.
And one of them should be a semicolon.
What do you think the first movie was? Oh, obviously you haven't seen it.
Pokemon the first movie.
Well, what is that?
I don't know.
It doesn't exist.
There are like 1,000 Pokemon films.
But this is the first one that came out.
Oh, okay, there you go. So the first one that came out was a sequel?
No, Pokemon the first movie, Mewtwo Strikes Back, is the name of the first movie that they released in 1998.
Really? Google yes. knows. I asked, what is the first Pokemon movie? Mewtwo Strikes Back.
Yeah, this is the
it's
first movie.
Pokemon the first movie, Mewtwo Strikes Back. Originally released as Pokemon the movie, Mewtwo Strikes Back.
Yeah, there you go.
So it is the first movie.
Fine, I concede. It's a stupid title.
Oh, absolutely. Also, the balls on calling it the first movie. Oh, look at those hefty balls.
That's fine. The first doesn't imply that there are more coming.
Like, it's true.
Generally, it does.
Well, yeah, but it's not necessarily following that there will be more.
It's implying it, but also if they only had one movie, it's still true.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Because the second one was Pokemon 2000, which was like something about Lugia? I don't know.
I swear I saw posters for Pokemon the first movie where that was just the title.
Yes.
Probably. But that's this movie.
And it didn't have Mewtwo on it, on the poster.
Oh, I don't know about that, but this is the first movie they made.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I saw this in cinemas growing up.
Wow.
So did I.
You're sad.
I was 7.
Yeah.
Yep.
So was I.
Yeah. So, and they released like limited edition Pokemon trading cards.
Pictures
and
when you were 7?
Yeah.
I remember the first film I saw in the cinema was Jurassic Park. And I had to have been 10 when that came out.
Hang on.
My mum still brings up this movie as a complaint.
And I don't remember ever being in the cinema before that.
Is there another Pokemon movie called Pokemon Stadium?
Pokemon Stadium was a game on the Nintendo 64.
Was there another Pokemon movie involving a Pokemon Stadium?
Oh, I mean, not top of my head, not that I'm sure of. Then this has a stadium in it.
I'm almost certain this was the film that I went to then. I saw one of the Pokemon somethings in the movies.
Yeah.
At Stafford City.
Interesting. I also saw mine at Stafford City.
I don't think we were friends then.
No. My mum still complains to me about this movie because she saw it with me. Because she didn't watch Pokemon. She just took me because it was a kids' movie, middle of the day, blah, blah, blah. We were lucky. So the place I found that had this movie on, there's just a site that just has nothing but Pokemon movies on it, crazily enough. And so we watched it directly off that site. It actually skipped part of the movie. In the theatrical release on the DVD that I used to own, when you put this movie in, you're first greeted with like a 10 to 15 minute short film just before this, which just stars Pokemon, no human characters, and thus no one can speak. And it's just them faffing around and having a bit of a play together with a very, very small bit of what I'm going to call plot, but isn't plot in it. And my mom thought that would be the entire movie. Not the 20 minutes. She was worried the entire movie would be an hour and a half of no one speaking any real language.
Pokemon kicking a ball around a field.
Yeah. And
I lost my lollipop.
Genuinely terrified. So she'll every now and then bring up like Vietnam style flashbacks what she thought she was going to experience watching this movie.
Oh God, I think I would enjoy watching that.
Yeah. But I was surprised. I assumed when I got this link and started watching it that it would be part of it. But it wasn't. So that was a blessing. So I want you guys to know, despite what your thoughts are of this film, it could have been 20 minutes longer with less words. So you're welcome. I found this is a good one. When I sent you guys the link to it, I was just saying this movie is a bit of a different cut to what I'm used to because there was a little bit more Japanese text in the actual film. I think we somehow watched the Japanese cut of the film, but with the English audio, which is different in a sense to the traditional
In the
release.
Japanese release, there was an extra like 20 minutes or so of the Mewtwo
at the beginning
backstory.
Which is what we got because I had never seen that before.
That's what had been cut out. Because that's one of my bad complaints.
Yeah, well, for me, that was just like, I don't know what's happening here because I was freaking out thinking like, have I sent these guys the link to the wrong movie? And I would just like, well, I'll give it time and wait because I didn't recognize any of that beginning lab crap with Mewtwo. I knew he was from the lab and all that. Like that.
So what? The movie would have just been an hour and 10.
Yeah. Which is why they had that little cartoon chucked onto it for the Western release. Yeah.
Right.
So
they cut out a bit of cartoon and
replaced it with cartoon. Well, I think it's because they not to get too far into the review, but there was that little subplot with the little girl who's trying to be cloned, the Charmander, the Squirtle and all that crap. That little bit where Mewtwo was kind of adolescent, I guess.
Yeah.
And having that little thing, that's all the added stuff. I guess they thought maybe too boring or maybe they thought little kids don't want to see a little girl die.
Pokemon is a Japanese property.
Yes.
And so if Nintendo or whoever the production company was, make
Warner Brothers.
Was it Warner Brothers?
Yeah, in the Western world. Yeah.
Were they just responsible for the English dub or it was Warner Brothers were responsible for the Japanese cut as well?
I don't know who had the say on the cut. But it was distributed.
Well, I was just going to say, if it's a Japanese property, that's the film. If you then cut it and do weird things to it, then it's no longer Pokemon, is it?
I get what you're saying. I think it was just localization. Just a bit of just a bit of casual racism through localization.
Yeah, fair.
I'm going to hit the trivia button.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big black bat?
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my butthole.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
So I was surprised to learn that this film had a budget of $30 million.
Yeah.
For an animated film in 1998, I think that's high. I don't think Aladdin in 1992 had a budget that high. Seb, if you could confirm that, that would be wonderful since you're on your phone anyway.
I'm like checking Aladdin's...
Yeah, Aladdin's budget.
Sure.
If you would be so kind.
I'm happy to. I'm going to get lost with the new Aladdin's budget, though. Give me a minute.
Are we doing the new Aladdin?
No.
We have to fit that in somewhere.
We can go back maybe next year when more Disney re-releases come out and do like a series of
them. Next year? I don't want to watch
28
more
million
Disney film
was the Aladdin, the original. Well, the original.
Oh, there you go. Okay, Disney. So that makes sense. But I don't think the animation is, you know, worthy of that budget. Like Aladdin's animation was pretty good.
Yeah.
For the time. And this is only, what, 6 years later?
They both do that thing where they kind of show a little bit of CGI mixed in, but Aladdin did a lot more. Like the whole Cave of Wonders scene with like the magic carpet going through.
But this
heavy
is
CGI.
But the look of this film is exactly like the cartoons.
Yeah.
Like it's not movie animation, it's TV animation with a movie length.
Having watched the cartoons, I said this is a little bit better. The cartoon, at least early days when this came out, was a bit more scraggly than this, but they're very similar. Well, this is technically
possible.
Better.
Anyway,
it's just
I was
not good.
I was surprised that the budget was that high for an animated film. But what shocked me more was the box office. It took $163 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
very popular.
Briefly held the record for the highest grossing opening for an animated film.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Toy Story 2. Took it out?
Yes.
Or something two weeks later.
It's still
got that mark.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Now, things worth noting though, this is like one of, I'm going to vaguely say 20-ish Pokemon films that have come out, and they are each less and less financially successful every single time one comes out, but obviously still profitable because one came out this year and it's been since 1998.
Well,
so 21 years of making these films.
99,
isn't it? Oh, whatever it was. Either way, 20 years of making these films. And they're obviously still making some money, but just nowhere near this money. This was their biggest hit.
I reckon if they can hold on for another 10 years, they'll get a whole new generation in.
Mm. And well, the show's still going.
And they can start the wave all over again.
And the games are still very, very popular.
Well, speaking of the show, this film was originally intended as a finale to the TV show. But while it was being developed, the response and popularity of the show was so huge that they decided not only to not have it as a finale for the TV show, it wasn't even a season finale for the series. It was the film was just slipped in between two big episodes.
Honestly.
And the TV show carried on.
They've been doing that with all of them.
Yeah.
Like I know it's going to be a complaint. I can see it coming that how this film ends with everyone losing their memory. Get used to that.
What's the point?
Because they have made.
We'll talk about that.
They have made these films specifically that a fan can jump on at any point and does not need to know any sort of continuity from the show to from the movies. The only thing you're really going to need to know is maybe a rough idea of what Pokemon Ash has at the time, because there will be from number one to number 20 different. I mean, apart from Pikachu, they're all different apart from that. Yeah. That's the only real telling sign. Or maybe who he's traveling with, like Brock and Misty. They go away and come back in certain parts as well. But yeah, they try to slip these in such a way that the show is not affected by them and vice versa, which can be frustrating.
Yeah.
But like Dragon Ball Z did the same thing with all their movies. Like you pretty much put them in any point. Sometimes they just don't fit with continuity, period. And they're like, here's the Dragon Ball Z movies. Here's the Dragon Ball Z cartoon. And if you like one, you will like the other one, but don't expect them to lean on each other because they just won't.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's a big difference between the Japanese cut and the English dub, whereas in the Japanese story, Mewtwo is more concerned with earning his place in the world and finding his place in the world. In the English dub, he just is determined to destroy the world, kill everybody.
Mm. What a dick.
And that's a huge change in story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Honestly, dumbing it down for Western audiences. You need a villain. You need a villain with clear, bad motivations so the kids can say, that's a bad guy.
I will concede that it's probably entirely cultural why that decision was made, but it still seems a bit of a shame why you would choose to have a film of a Japanese property and then not explore that storytelling. Mm. You would just try and change it into a Western-style story with a clear villain.
It's worth remembering where this show came from. Video game first. They're here to sell a product. I mean, it's a kid's property. They're here to sell a product. They've got their trading cards. They've got their video games. They've got their anime. They've got their manga.
True.
This is just a thing to say, hey, kids, how cool is Pokemon? Go buy Pokemon. And as much of a money grab as that sounds, well, it is.
But like, even in video games, you don't have to have a villain. I mean, there's an antagonist.
Yeah.
But they're not necessarily evil. They're just the person you're opposing at the moment. And through some very clever storytelling, you find out their story is much deeper. And you may actually, you know, through the game story, you may actually come to their aid later to fight some other antagonist, which, you know, isn't even necessarily a person. You don't need a villain to have an antagonist.
Have any of you guys actually played the Pokemon games?
No.
No?
Probably.
Yeah.
But
I grew up on Pokemon Blue on the Game Boy Color. So back when that was, ages ago. And as far as last year, have still played one. Like, I don't mind. They're simple RPGs. They're turn-based battle. If you like Final Fantasy games, similar structure in battles to that, just a bit easier and very basic stories. But they're just nice things just to relax and play with. Like, I'm considering getting the newest ones that are out. I'm just going to see how much they come out to and if they look like they're going to be worth it or not. But, like, they're fun games. Like, I can see why their market has stayed with them. Because they haven't really, as far as my opinion, released a bad one. It's just been like a consistent series of games. Yeah. But they branch off. Like, I'm talking about the main Game Boy Nintendo series. But when the 64 was out, they had Pokemon Stadium 1 and 2, which was just a straight fighting game. They did Pokemon Snap, a Pokemon photography game. You imagine this. You're on a rail driving around a little cart and you just control the camera angles. And there's just Pokemon around you and you just got to center them into the camera, click the button to take the photo. And well, get the best photo possible.
That was preparing everybody for Pokemon Go.
Yep. And Pokemon Go, of course, exploded 2 years ago. 2 years ago?
Yeah, it died down fairly quickly too.
Yeah, but it went crazy.
It was crazy for about a month. Yeah.
I remember we were at a friend's place for a party and we'd all seen there was this particular Pokemon down the road. So a bunch of us left. And by the time we got to this park, there was like 40 strangers in it. And this is like 11 o'clock at night. Like it went off. Party. Yeah, you were there. Yeah.
And you all had crumpets behind, and beer.
I stayed behind at the party and we were playing a board game. Good.
But yeah, just like the crazy thing. Like a bunch of us left and met 40 strangers in the same pitch dark park at night because we had all followed the same, I think it was a Growlithe or something. But yeah.
All right.
So it went.
And 35 of you made it out of that park alive.
Yes. And the other five, well, we'll always tell their tale. But I just think it's just worth noting how vastly popular this series has been and still is. Weirdly relevant for a 20-plus-year-old product.
Good.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Mm. Oh, I could. Yeah, I can see that coming a mile away. All right. We're happy to move on, though?
Yeah.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
So the whole pacifist message at the end and the animation style, which frankly reminded me of a very specific cartoon, Captain Planet, is one of my picks. It is a bit moral, and but they fight in Captain Planet as well, and they have it just reminded me of that. The whole imagery reminded me of that. And Mortal Kombat, obviously, being invited to an island to fight to the death. Mortal Kombat.
Uh-huh. I also had Mortal Kombat because of the tournament. Yeah. Which didn't end up even really being a tournament, kind of like how it went in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that's right.
And?
I struggle because it's so Pokemon-y, but I was going to go Digimon only because I know, because it's just a Japanese animated product with monsters in it. But Digimon focused more as a series on good versus evil, whereas the Pokemon series was just the spirit, like it was just sportsmanship, the show. Whereas this film really actually went into, there's an antagonist here that's got evil motivations and they want to, you know, cause destruction and go with it. So I actually think they dipped into the Digimon well for the storyline a little bit.
Right.
But yeah, also with Mortal Kombat, which is a crazy pull.
I'm not even going to lie here. I just put, it's like watching Pokemon and having to sit down longer to watch an episode.
It sure is. Like, this is a high quality episode. If you guys don't like this, don't even start the show. Don't. If even part of you is like, maybe there's something in this for me, If you didn't like this movie, there is not.
It's just going to be Seb talking after this.
Are we?
Yeah, let's do our tweets.
Oh. And today I'm going to read it to you.
Is it got any sports in it?
Are you kidding? Fencing, fighting, torture, revenge, giants, monsters, chases, escapes, true love, miracles.
The story of Mew, the very first Pokemon, until later on when we changed that and there's another Pokemon that's also the god of Pokemon, which I guess technically would have had to come first, who knows. Pokemon the movie.
You are not a true pacifist until you attempt to kill everyone. Hashtag, just take a gap year, Mewtwo.
Mewtwo is created and doesn't realize that not all humans are terrible shit for brains. Hashtag, Ash is just like Han Solo in that one bit.
Fine.
If yes. Han Solo was brought back from Carbonite because Leia cried onto him, that would be...
Leia and Jar Jar Binks. What's the...
Chewie.
Yes, Chewie.
Yeah, the tears of Chewbacca revived him. We'll start with the good because I feel like we're going to linger on the bad, okay?
Go ahead. Make my day.
Aiden Barnes! Top of the world!
How's that for a slice of fried gold?
Yeah, boy!
Oh, you're looking at me. Okay, if you like a Pokemon TV show, you lack of the movie because it's the best version of the TV show.
Great. Let's move on to the bad.
The animation style was a lot cleaner than it was in the TV show, at least by this point. Now it's completely stylistically changed, but it's also a lot cleaner. But for the time it came out, looked good.
It looks like a 90s cartoon,
yes,
as far as I remember them.
Yeah.
And I say that because it absolutely does not look like a 90s animated film. It looks like a 90s TV show.
Yeah, and that's absolutely correct.
Yeah,
If I could step outside of my life into the life of, say, a father, this wouldn't be the worst thing for my kids to watch. It has
got a good message.
Yeah, good message. It's not overly violent in any bad ways. No swearing. It's a pretty safe cartoon. Like, as an adult, it's very uninteresting in that way. But if you're going to put a time waster on for your kid, you buy yourself an hour 20. Like, that's all whatever it is. Like, that's not terrible. And they're not going to get any dumber or learn anything bad from it.
And here's a tip. They're going to be rewatching it anyway. So play the Japanese cut. They might even learn a new language out of it.
Ooh. Yeah. Play them side by side. Yeah.
Super cut it. So it's like twice as long, but you get the Japanese frame and then the English frame.
What we do,
repeat after me.
We do it memento style. So we start with the last scene in Japanese and the first scene in English, and we meet in the middle, and then it goes backwards.
Okay.
That might be good.
Look, on a serious note, like I think my state of mind has been impacted by my study lately. So I'm quite exhausted mentally and physically. And when I was watching this, it actually got to me. Like, the story of, like, Mewtwo being created and the clones and everything in that, like, dream sort of world. And then all the Pokemon start fading away. And I was like, hey, but no, like, hey, come on. Like, I know who the characters are. I never watched the film, the TV show or anything, but I know who the characters are. And then when the little girl Amber starts to fade away and you start to see that change in Mewtwo, and it's like, oh shit, what's gonna happen here? And then the whole destruction thing, and then being merged into like this warrior Pokemon thing by the meme,
the one Italian man in all of Pokemon, Giovanni, who's also corrupt. It's great.
And you're just like, no, but like, that's just giving you one view of how the world works. Like, it's not right. Mm. Like, come on. And then like the movie happens, and then the Ash sacrificing himself and the Pokemon realizing, you know, like, hey, this kid's actually pretty cool. And then Mewtwo going, well, I guess the world isn't just how I saw it. And I enjoyed a lot of this film more than I thought I would. Like, it's got a good message. I didn't hate the voice acting. Brock is actually my favorite.
Brock is amazing in the show. They play it down in this movie. Brock's whole thing is that he's the world's biggest perv, and it's really funny.
I don't think they played it down much at all, unless he does in the show is far worse than what he does in, like, hey, that nurse is pretty cute.
Oh, okay. So in the show, all the nurses are Nurse one Joy. Family. They're all Nurse Joys, and they all look identical. And all the police officers are Officer Jenny, the Jenny family, and they're all identical. And when he's like, "Oh, I've you look familiar. Oh, you're from that poster." I was like, "Oh, you're a fucking idiot. You've met like 30 of her." But it's like, "Oh, she's the one from the poster, not the other 29 that I've met."
That's a good gag.
But I wasn't sure if it was meant to, I wasn't sure if this movie was clever enough for that to be in the joke, or whether it was just them. Because they're playing it to young audiences.
That's right. See, oh, well, either coming, way. Coming into it, like him looking at the poster and then realize, I didn't realize that there was multiple of Nurse Joy. Like I thought it was the one person and they just happened to be in the next place that they were going to. Like, oh, I traveled here first. Ha ha ha.
Well, I was just saying, it can play well to people that haven't seen it. But as like someone who's watched it, I'm like, yeah, of course she looks familiar. Like, of course. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
bit of more of a query for you guys. With the Japanese cut showing Mewtwo to be less of a destructive force and more trying to prove himself. Mm. Like I'm just saying, I know it's on my brain because we've just been recently doing the Godzilla films. And I think of Godzilla, the American version, the one with Matthew Broderick, where Godzilla is just there to destroy, you know, humanity or, you know, New York. But then we look at the later, more recent Japanese takes on Godzilla, where Godzilla was kind of turned from this destructive force into this like great protector. And I just
misunderstood.
Think, yeah. And then I think, see how the Western audience, well, the Western localization team was like, no, Mewtwo's the bad guy. He's here to kill everyone. And the Japanese team's like, Mewtwo is trying to find his place in the world. I just look at that and say, does Japan have a problem? Not a problem, an issue with maintaining villains. Is this a bit of a trend just culturally that they try and add like this twist of humanity to the villains that they're putting out?
I don't think that's a twist at all. I think it's Western storytelling that corrupts actual reality by insisting that people fall either into the category hero or villain, which is absolutely not true. It's always gray.
Yeah. I mean, you brought it up. It just made me think. I'm like, I wonder if there's just, is there a common line there in Japanese culture? Well, it's modern Japanese culture anyway.
Isn't it the other way though? Like, didn't the Western one make it a villain? And then, or is the later Godzilla, is that a Japanese?
Oh, the one that we just watched with Bryan Cranston,
yeah.
That was an American one, but it was based, the Godzilla kind of archetype as the protector was taken from the Japanese ones, whereas American one was Matthew Broderick, where he's just there to kill, or she's just there to kill or whatever.
Well, the more recent ones, they focus on a story where you think the monster is evil, but you find out later that there are sacrifices that you have to make in order to prevent larger crises. And that's a very Japanese idea that the world isn't rosy. You can't always have a perfect world. You are going to have to
sacrifice
something. You're going to have to make some consolation in order to get a better result in the end than you would otherwise. You know, you can't have it all.
Yeah, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Yeah. You have to get a bit muddy to clean up the world. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's terrible, fine. But I think that's a more honest story than, oh no, there's this creature that was created in a lab and it's just evil and going to kill everybody. That's not interesting.
Yeah, I like the version that we watched.
All right.
The Japanese version where you got the backstory and you know that this thing actually isn't just evil, like it's been created, it's all it knows. It's a product of its environment, basically.
Yeah.
Until it discovers, like, there are other people out there that aren't these, what's my, terrible shit for brains. I like that storyline. Like, it does show that that very Japanese thing of sacrifice being made for... Yeah.
And it's not just about good and evil. Yeah. It's about the outcome at the end.
Yeah.
What are you trying to prevent? What are you trying to achieve?
Yeah.
I just wonder after what happened to Japan in World War II, is it from probably reading into this a lot more than I should be, but is it this thing of saying there's always a cause behind great destruction and it doesn't just happen for no reason in relation to obviously them being destroyed, obviously through the bombing of like Hiroshima, kind of...
Well, Japan wasn't destroyed.
The damage they received. Trying to put a purpose to these horrible things that it wasn't a meaningless thing that occurred to them, like to try and break away from just this great loss of life that kind of, for their point, must have seemed so pointless by the end of it that they... I'm probably pushing a bit too far into this, but just culturally trying to add meaning to situations like this so they're not stuck in another situation where, you know, so many people are just wiped out so senselessly.
Maybe. I didn't read into it that far. And it was.
I mean, there's a possibility. Like it's not going to be in the minds of whoever's written it, but yeah, sure. I'm on board with you. I know what you're trying to say.
It's a collaboration, like I said, between how Godzilla evolved and this. Like, this is not the Pokemon movie that's made me think this. It's just we've looked at two Japanese pieces of work in the last month, and my brain's trying to find some sort of cultural connection here, and maybe there is none.
But Japanese cultural stuff doesn't focus very much on suffering, which is kind of weird because they're predominantly Buddhist, but the central tenet of Buddhism is that, you know, you suffer as long as you keep thinking about people and things, and it's about shedding all of that will stop the suffering. Whereas Japanese culture is more about not necessarily sacrifice, just about finding the balance and understanding that there is a balance to be found, not that you can ever, you know, get it all. Whereas Western focus is always about being better until you get to the to the Protestants, where they just think everything's shit and everything's going to be awful anyway, and you're just going to suffer and you're guilty, so just stop enjoying life and work harder, you idiot.
Welcome to the theology show. We'll move us on to the bad, if that's okay, unless you guys have any final notes for the good. Yeah. Gyarados is a big mouth, gape boy, snake, lizard, done.
Houston, we have a problem.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
I can't believe you've done this.
It's a bit slow.
24 minutes it takes to get to the title screen.
It took half an hour to see the main character.
What the hell am I watching?
Yeah, like I said, that was a surprise for me as well, because in my version that I watched, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Mewtwo escapes, Giovanni picks him up, and we have the part at the very beginning where he's trained and put in that armor and then breaks away and all that.
Yeah.
That all happens. Everything prior is news to me.
I was convinced that the copy I was watching was missing like the first 5 minutes of it, because it just goes into the story.
Mm. Yeah.
There's no credits, there's no setup, it just starts.
Yeah, I was concerned too, don't worry.
And it's a 24-minute preamble to the film.
But like... My qualm is that it took 25 to 30 minutes to get to the main characters, not that beginning bit happened. Because I enjoyed the way that it started, that sort of directly into what the story is about. I really enjoyed that. I just didn't enjoy that the main characters had nothing to do with it up until...
Did you ever see the Futurama movies?
No.
Yes.
So the Futurama movies... were essentially three episodes, and they were cut up into episodes later, three episodes tacked together. And it kind of felt like this was a few episodes, you know, simply split up into acts, where you've got the first act was set up for Mewtwo and how he's created, because then the story changes to Ash and going on, and meeting his team and getting the setup for the fight, for the tournament, and then... the tone changes again when you actually have the tournament. It's like three separate episodes simply smashed together to make one film. Hmm. Whereas you wouldn't necessarily watch them that way if they were TV episodes.
Speaking of the tournament, what did you guys think of the actual tournament itself?
It was fine. I was watching another review just to see, because I'm not invested in it at all. And I just couldn't engage with it. So I watched another review of somebody who loved it and had a very positive review of it, who talked about the tournament and something I didn't notice in the film. And I seem to not notice color in films at all until you guys talk about it. And then I go, oh, yeah, actually, that makes a lot of sense. Whereas when you're introduced to the clones in the tournament, they're all very colorful and bright. But when they're actually fighting, you can't really tell the difference between who's who, which one's the clone, which one's good, which one's bad.
Some of them had like markings, like the Chara's.
Inconsistent though. So the big three at the beginning had markings, like tattoos or like birthmarks, whatever.
It was nice to sort of pay attention to that while I was watching it, while I rewatched it to get that. And yeah, that's a good point that at first it can seem like your enemy is very different from you, but then when you actually get into the thick of it, you know, it's a nice metaphor that you're not that different from each other after all.
But also, okay, inconsistent. So some of them have tattoos. The clone Pikachu, his ears are a little bit different. Every other clone apart from those three to start with and Pikachu, identical.
Right.
And I was like, why some cheap, and not others? Yeah. like, why Pikachu in this case? I mean, I know why. The kids need to know which to cheer for. But like, if that one's different and the other three are different, why aren't the other ones different? It was, for me, it felt lazy. But
they
also
had
not a deal breaker.
$30 million. They could have put a couple more tattoos on.
They
a couple
They could have
of
had
Pokemon.
An Aladdin genie in it, for God's sake. Yeah.
Just palette swap them too. Like, have a red Pikachu as the clone or some shit.
Yeah. Like, why make them look identical?
Yeah.
And the
clones.
Ending.
Clones. That's why.
Yeah. And the ending.
I don't. It like was. That.
If everybody's memories are wiped, then what the hell happened?
Well,
what?
Can we wait before we get to that? Can we talk about the crying tears of life and then talk about the wine wipe?
Because talk about whatever you like. Sam, it's not going to change my mind.
It was a little bit corny.
Just a bit, right? Anyway,
but I can see like this came out for children watching the show as it's coming out, and I can see every single child crying in that cinema, like as that's happening.
Yeah,
like that.
I still cry to this day. Talking. Like, Ash showed it to a statue. What does that even mean?
Ash Solo.
Terrible. Okay, yes, now the ending, Andrew. Right?
So what did we watch? We watched an hour and a half of story that is essentially meaningless, apart from Mewtwo's story, because he's now, you know, good, or at least not going to kill everybody.
Passive.
But everybody else doesn't know that that's happened.
Yep, so they don't have to reference it in the TV show going forth. And so it's like, it didn't happen at all.
It's convenient for the TV show, but then if you're just going to undo everything, then why write the story that way?
Yeah. Does Mewtwo ever come back into the story?
Not into the... Oh, okay. I can't speak with any authority if he comes back into the TV show. Not to my knowledge, but it doesn't mean he didn't. But there is another movie with Mewtwo, but it came out recently.
Detective Pikachu.
Okay, yes. That's so true. I'll find it, but there is another cartoon movie with Mewtwo in it. Mewtwo Returns, which came out in any second now, phone. You can do it. Somebody stole. It's not loading.
You got a Mewtwo card if you bought the VHS of the tape.
And if you went to the movies, which is where I got mine. Yeah. Well, hieroglyphic Mewtwo card, yeah. Sorry.
I wasn't collecting the cards. I didn't get one. I think they even offered it to me and I said no.
Yeah, right.
Well, apparently, because I don't have any of the cards. So.
Give it to that kid. I don't care.
Yeah. Fuck it. Little 8-year-old me. Fuck it. I don't want it.
It's only going to be worth $10 million.
They sell for like 10 bucks at the game store. Used to
really?
Yeah. You can buy them online in bulk, though. Like, you would never pay that much for it, but you can.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's not loading, but if it loads during another segment, I'll say what year the other one came out, and my phone's just not loving me right now.
I'm going to...
1670.
Predict 2015.
I think it was like this year or last year. Like, it was really recent from memory. I just can't confirm that, unfortunately.
I'm
going to
say 2001.
It's not that.
Da, da, da.
I don't know.
Catch up.
Oh. Anyway, we'll move on to verdicts, yeah?
Do it.
If you want to.
But to be the man, you got to beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here. I'm the man.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Slap it on with the might of Zeus.
Okay, we're all kind of right. There was Pokemon Mewtwo Returns, which was 2000. Huh. But there was Pokemon the movie Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution, 2019.
Strikes Backia.
Yep. So this one... It comes out this year, November 17 in Australia. And it looks like it's a CGI movie. So it's not animated traditionally. Yeah. But I don't know any details about it. But that was the one I knew. There was a recent one. So there's one that did come out 1 or 2 years after the original. And then this one.
I didn't enjoy it. I didn't grow up with Pokemon, so I wasn't familiar with the universe. I felt like I was missing a lot of information coming into it. Because not only did I not know who Mewtwo was, I didn't even know what a Pokemon was. And that's not explained in the film at all, nor should it be for where it comes in the series. If it's coming, if it's meshing into the TV series, then that's already got its own origin in there. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't get it. I didn't engage with it. It's not a film for me. I am not even sure if I would recommend it to parents with young children, because it all depends on whether they would get it or be, you know, whether they had been introduced to the Pokemon series at all. So it's a no from me, but only because I don't know enough about it and I don't care.
Alex?
I would say yes.
Ooh, interesting.
Watch it. I too, like Andrew, didn't grow up watching Pokemon. I saw this film at the movies with I think a family friend or something. I saw it with someone who was watching the film, the TV show. I didn't get it then. I'm still not a big fan of Pokemon, but it was enjoyable and it's harmless. I don't think you need to know what Pokemon are. It's kind of to me, I'm not trying to make you seem stupid or anything, but they're animals that are companions to humans, animals of the world. Like, it's just how they interact with people is different, I guess.
Okay, so basically people walking around with cockfighting animals, ready to throw them against each other and have an illegal match.
But legal in that world. Yes.
Yeah, we'll talk about Detective Pikachu next week or whatever, or later on, but that was the unique one where Pokemon battling was kind of taboo. It's generally...
Yeah.
But that was only inside of Rhyme City.
Correct, yes. Everywhere else, it's just sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As for me, I've probably watched this movie a lot more times than I should have, and I'll explain why. I used to own this on DVD, and it was one of those fantastic DVDs that once it hits the play screen, after 2 minutes, it just plays the movie. So I had it on, and I realized that it was just going to be perpetually on until I turned it off one day because I fell asleep while watching it, because it used to be a bit of TV set up in my room, and it would just play on repeat. So I probably had it like exposed to me a lot. Would I go back and watch it again? I've been tempted to do that recently. Like I say recently, in the last couple of years, to go back and watch it, but just never found the time. And then by the time it was added to the schedule, it was just pointless. I just wait, you know, do it for the show. And having done it, it didn't really fill that hole in my heart that I felt like I was missing that Pokemon bit.
Could that be because it's not the same film you remember?
That's entirely possible. Like I said, the beginning was completely different to the version I had watched. I can't even remember what the little side plot movie is at the beginning of the original one with the little Pikachus and all that shit. I have no idea what it was. I just know that it was just like a backyard swimming adventure or whatever. And that's entirely possible. It didn't even get me in a nostalgic sort of way, but it was competently made. And like I said, I would put this on for kids. Like if I was a father, I would have no issues with doing that. I think this is, out of the ones I've seen from the series, one of the only ones with a decent message to it as well. They kind of just get more fantastical as time goes on, but the level of the plot stays exactly where it was in this film. So it's as complex as it's going to be, if not less in the future series. Anyway, point is, I don't know. Probably not for me, but maybe for kids. I'm going to fall right in the middle of you two. I would recommend it for other people that weren't me, but I've got no reason to go back to it, I feel.
Wow.
You're done. You've sucked out as much entertainment as you can out of it.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. I was hoping to like recapture some of the magic, but it just didn't get me this time. As for social media, which is where the real magic is, what do you reckon, Alex?
Facebook.com/secondtake.
You can find us on Instagram at Second Take Podcast. Or if you live in the future, you can tweet us at Second Take TNC.
If you want to talk, got suggestions, or just want to send abuse, you can do so at our email address, secondtakepodcast@gmail.com. That's kind of the reason we ended up reviewing this one alongside Detective Pikachu, because of a viewer request. So,
via email, apparently.
Yeah, it was via email.
If anybody wants to request the Blues Brothers, I'd be
done those.
Yeah, we can do them again. They're good films.
It's done.
We can go back and watch The Warriors. I won't fight you guys.
It's done. It is buried. It is in our past.
We can do Dirty Rotten Scoundrels again.
There's always time.
All right. Well, I don't think I did that one, so yes, why not?
And finally, we have a website, secondtakepodcast.g. No, nope, wrong one. Nope.
We have a website.
Brain fried.
Wish you could get your job right, Sebastian.
secondtakepodcast.com. There we go. That's a website. The other one was a second secret email. Lucky I didn't accidentally say it. That'd have been terrible. Yeah, well, see you for Detective Pikachu, I guess.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.